Welcome back to the Press Box and another wonderful Saturday in the Bluegrass. As always, my great host, my great friend, the Hall of Famer is what I like to call him, Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Gene, great to be with you on this holiday weekend as we celebrate America and celebrate great horse racing. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Ellis Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so let's, since we're talking about Horseshoe Indiana, let's go over there for this weekend's stakes action, which includes and is highlighted by the $300,000 Grade 3 Indiana Derby.
Buzzy, big day, the biggest day of the racing year for Indiana. They've got not only the Grade 3 Indiana Derby, the Grade 3 Indiana Oaks, a bunch of other stakes on the card all day long, some including the Indiana Bred, some for open fields, open company fields. But a wonderful day to showcase Horseshoe Indiana, which I've said for a long time now is the best-kept secret in horse racing in this country. It's greatly... it's just a great opportunity to go and see and feel and be right up there, close to the action. On this day, in between races, they crank up a little Neil Diamond up on the loudspeaker. Everybody's singing songs and having a good time there on the apron. And they got a new canopy that gives people now some sun cover. And it's going to be a great day. It's got a lot of fun. And Eric Holstrom and his team do a great job. John G. Dooley, the voice of Indianapolis, Horseshoe Indianapolis, and, of course, you got Race and Rachel giving out the picks. What a great team. What a great day. It's going to be spectacular, Buzz.
Okay, so, you know, we can probably go ahead and close the show right now because I do believe Brad Cox has a horse in the race, and we know your affinity and your success with the Brad Cox stable.
Well, you know, how do you go against a guy who just happens to be the best trainer in the game today? You know, he's winning 20% of his races up in Indiana, and that's 6% lower than his national average for the year. You know, he's got a 3-year-old in here, Arrogate, by Arrogate, by the name of Dragoon Guard, a Judmont homebred. He's raced three times in the career, Buzzy. Lost the opener. He ran second by a neck. And I'll get back to that race in a bit. But come back after that layoff, won his maiden race impressively at Keeneland this spring, comes back, runs a mile in the slop at Churchill, and just puts them away in his second outing. Now we'll move up to face Stakes Company for the first time. But, man, this horse has got a great future ahead of him. Dragoon Guard, I think, could be a real, real talent before we get to the end of the year.
Okay, so tell me how you size up this field, young man.
Well, you know, I mentioned that Dragoon Guard lost his opener by a neck. The horse that beat him was Otto the Conqueror. If you look up Otto the Conqueror, he's a daggone good horse. Just won another race just the other day. Talented, talented horse. Dragoon Guard has done nothing wrong. Gets Florange Roux, Brad Cox's go-to rider, but this is maybe the best field ever for the Indiana Derby in here, and as well as the number two horse Stronghold, who won the Grade One Santa Anita Derby for Phil D'Amato. He ran, I thought, very, very well in the Derby. He did fade to be seventh in the Derby, Buzzy, but was right there at the top of the stretch, just three quarters off the leaders as they turn for home. Stronghold will be a tough out. You'll be closing, and I think just off the pace in a nice stalking position. The three horses, Real Men Violin, trained by Kenny McPeak, who won the Derby and the Oaks. He's coming in, ran second in the Illinois Derby. He ran third in the Texas Derby. You know, this is a horse that's gotten better and deep, deep closer. Going to have Brian Hernandez, who rode both of Kenny McPeak's horses in the Oaks and the Derby, another contender. The horse, I think, probably is going to be the main horse to beat in here, Buzz, is EJ Won the Cup. Really? Trained by Doug O'Neill, going to be ridden by Hall of Famer Mike Smith. Mike Smith coming to Indiana and going to be riding the Texas Derby winner. EJ won the cup. Now get this, Buzzy. He's by Omaha Beach, right?
Yes, love Omaha Beach.
A very nice young stallion who's really kind of getting his go of it here with some of his first time, you know, his three-year-olds, his two-year-olds. Omaha Beach was a great runner, won it six furlongs. He won it a mile. He could win on the grass, could win on the dirt. Omaha Beach is the sire, but the dam is that this horse, EJ won the cup, is out of first-hand report of Blame Philly, a Blame mare.
Yes.
Now get this, Buzzy. Mike Smith rode a lot of great horses in his career,
correct,
including the great Zenyatta.
Yes.
And Zenyatta's only loss came by a whisker at the wire in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs. And who was she beaten by?
Got me.
Blame. So now Mike Smith is getting on a Blame, a progeny out of a Blame mare, which and Omaha Beach, he's got a lot of experience. And I think it's kind of ironic that he's now Blame may be able to help him repay that loss in the Breeders' Cup Classic by, you know, when Zenyatta came with everything she had. Mike Smith was on Zenyatta. We talked about that this week, had a pretty good laugh out of it. But don't get me wrong, when it comes race time, Mike Smith is going to be all in to win the Indiana Derby.
Okay, so that was a nice setup there by Mr. McLean. So from the department, promotions department, as Gene mentioned, if you're obviously you're here on the site, but elsewhere on the site, you can find Gene's interview with Money Mike Smith as we go up to race time. But now we come to that time that people wait for each and every week. How would you play it, Mr. McLean?
Well, you know how I love Brett Cox. I love this horse, Dragoon Guard. I think Dragoon Guard has really got the chance to stamp himself as a top-notch horse. Speed does play well at Indiana. I think he's going to be tough to beat, but my heart tells me go with Mike Smith. Go with EJ won the cup. Go with the guy coming back on a horse out of a Blame Philly and Omaha Beach. A lot of family and a lot of tradition here. I'm going with EJ won the cup over Dragoon Guard. I play them both little to win, but those are my two in the Grade 3 Indiana Derby. Probably the best field to ever fill up the Indiana Derby starting gate.
There you go. And, of course, the press box. You can get all Gene's picks right here at FreshBoxLTS.com. FreshBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA, the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great, great rest of your holiday weekend. And, as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. It'd be a mistake for us to close the show without saying happy birthday to America, the greatest place in the world live and hang our hats. And thanks to all those military and first responders who take good care of us each and every day. And to you, Buzz Baker, probably the greatest American I've ever known in my life.
Just stop. I love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.